The convicted Garda killer Aaron Brady has lost his appeal on all grounds against his conviction for the capital murder of a Garda. The 32-year-old of New Road, Cross Madeleine, County Armagh, is serving a life sentence with a 40-year minimum, having been found guilty in 2020 of the murder of Detective Garda Adrian Donoghue at the Lordship Credit Union in Balergan, County Louth, on the 25th of January 2013. Let's speak now to our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds, who's with us now. Paul, take us through some of the main grounds of appeal.
Well, Aaron Brady is being escorted back to jail this afternoon to continue serving his life sentence for the murder of Detective Garda Adrian Donoghue over 11 years ago. Now, he had claimed that his trial was unfair and his conviction unsafe, and he lodged 46 grounds of appeal. Now, these included complaints that the trial proceeded during the COVID-19 pandemic, complaints about the admissibility of mobile phone and CCTV evidence. The Court of Appeal ruled today that the trial judge had not erred in directing the trial to proceed during COVID and had clearly been concerned about, quote, the unprecedented public health crisis and its impact on Brady's right to a fair trial. It found that Mr. Justice Michael White's decision to admit CCTV footage, which Brady claimed was contrary to his right to privacy under the Constitution, was correct, and that the trial judge had also correctly determined the admissibility of mobile phones and the data extracted from them. Now, these were crucial because there were thousands of hours of CCTV footage from 380 locations all over Louth and South Armagh, linked to Brady and his gang gathered by the Gardaí, and it linked them to the theft of a car used in the armed robbery at Lordship and the murder of the detective. CCTV showed the raiders were dropped off at the laneway behind the credit union about 40 minutes ahead of the raid. Mobile phone evidence also linked Brady to other gang members. Two phones belonging to Brady and phones belonging to two other suspects were active until 1 hour before the robbery, when they went completely silent. The raiders had used walkie-talkies to avoid being traced by their phones during the crime, and the three men's phones remained inactive for about 1 hour after the robbery.
Aaron Brady also tried to have his conviction quashed because of the actions of the US authorities and witnesses from the US, Paul.
Yeah, he left Ireland 3 months after the murder. He worked in construction in New York. He built himself a new life and had a girlfriend over there. But he was subsequently arrested by Homeland Security officers and returned to Ireland on foot of a bench warrant, where he was charged and convicted. Brady claimed he was denied certain legal protections because his deportation, he said, was a de facto extradition. The Court of Appeal found, however, that this was, quote, entirely without foundation. There had, quote, been no subterfuge, and the US authorities were entitled to deport Aaron Brady. The Court of Appeal also expressly rejected Brady's contention that Mr. Justice Michael White had exceeded his powers by allowing US witnesses or witnesses in the US to testify by video link. Now, this mechanism, it said, was forced upon the prosecution by circumstances beyond their control, i.e. the COVID pandemic. Now, there were two key crucial witnesses who gave evidence from the US via video link, Daniel Cahill and Molly Staunton. They proved to be key witnesses, as they both testified that they heard Brady admit to killing a Garda or a cop while he was living in the United States. Miss Staunton told the trial that she heard Brady say that he had to, quote, carry around the guilt of having murdered a cop in Ireland. She said in her direct evidence that Brady also claimed during a drunken rant to be, quote, the most feared man in Ireland. Now, the Court of Appeal today accepted that while the circumstances of Daniel Cahill and Molly Staunton's evidence may not have been ideal, and most notably the interruptions during Miss Staunton's evidence by her boyfriend in the apartment at the time, it found that Brady had not demonstrated he was exposed to a real risk of an unfair trial.
What happens now, Paul?
Well, Brady may consider an appeal to the Supreme Court or indeed to Europe, but he would have to persuade the Supreme Court to hear a case of exceptional public importance and that he had raised an exceptional point of law. For now, he's on his way back to Portlaoise prison to serve that life sentence for the capital murder with a minimum of 40 years. But he'll be back here in the court's complex next week because he has also admitted to perverting the course of justice while he was on trial for the murder, and he's due to be sentenced at the Special Criminal Court next Tuesday. A witness, Ronan Flynn, had told the Gardaí that he had heard Brady admit to shooting Detective Garda Adrian Donoghue three times. But the video of that interview was later posted on social media and it accused Flynn of, quote, touting, and it called him, quote, a rat. Now, Flynn did not subsequently give evidence at Brady's murder trial. Mr. Justice Michael White described that at the time and the release of the footage as the most outrageous contempt of court and a clear attempt to intimidate Flynn and other witnesses. Brady has also he's admitted to perverting the course of justice and a second charge of conspiring to persuade the prosecution witness Daniel Cahill not to give evidence in order to pervert the course of justice has been taken into account. He'll be sentenced before the Special Criminal Court next Tuesday.
Paul, thank you. That's our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds.